Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in agricultural history. Dr. Vail, I don't probably have to remind too many people that it was October of 1929 that had the earliest origins of the Great Depression here in America. So let's spend a little time and dig into the details and talk about, first of all, the price declines from the mid-1920s due to the end of World War I that really laid the foundation for what happened in October of 1929.
Yes, exactly right. So in October, everyone remembers October 29 is when the stock market crashed, but you're absolutely right that there was a much longer decline in rural America during the mid-1920s, and that had a lot to do with the decline in prices and the overconfidence to an extent in farming communities after World War I. World War I had created a lot of opportunities for farmers to make it big during the war effort to produce food for World War I, and so not only was that sort of a patriotic thing, but it was also an economic opportunity for them. But after, in the 1920s, after World War I ended, those prices declined, and so farmers were sort of left dealing with that and reeling with that, so that from windfall to sort of decline. And what ended up happening by 1929, that farmers had already been sort of experiencing this decline much earlier, and so when the stock market crashed in October of 1929, it was pretty dire for rural residents.
Dr. Vail, as we continue along the timeline getting into the Great Depression, that period of time between 1929 and 1933, really before a lot of the federal response, we saw a lot of closures of businesses, especially banks. Deprivation and getting aid was a very personal process for many Americans.
That's absolutely right, and a lot of rural communities work together to try to help their community members out and families out in different parts of the Great Plains and throughout the country. But because, you know, the U.S. federal government was also reeling from this, and politics got in the way that from 1929 to 1933, aid was a very localized thing and also a very personal thing. And so a lot of rural people didn't want to admit that they were in this sort of new position of deprivation. And so it was a very hard thing for charities to keep up with the declines. And so that's an important part, that rural communities played a role in trying to help. And oftentimes when cities or communities started to go broke economically, they would try to give families land to compensate so they could at least be self-sufficient if possible.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network on our monthly update in agricultural history, joined once again by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. As we continue in our discussion about the lasting effects of the Great Depression, of course, many of our listeners are going to remember the Dust Bowl years that affected really much, if not all, of the Great Plains.
That's exactly right. So not only do Great Plains residents are reeling from economic declines, you know, with 25% unemployment and 25% underemployment at one point, which is catastrophic. And by the way, those statistics don't include even rural peoples. I mean, because farmers at that time weren't counted because they weren't earning, quote unquote, a wage. So not only are they dealing with that, but they're dealing with an increasing ecological disaster that was partially due to climatic changes. And, you know, these years were just very hot and dry and arid, but also another part was the earlier practices of sort of windfall farming, the golden age of farming, quote unquote, during World War I, where farmers are making a lot of money. They're pursuing that windfall, and so the ways they're producing are not ecologically or conservation-based ways. And so all of that to say, these dust storms started to happen. And so not only are farmers and rural residents dealing with economic declines and traumas there, but they're also having to deal with these traumatic, insane levels of dust storms that would shape their views of environment and agriculture and the larger economy for a generation.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What else has happened this month in agricultural history, obviously other than the stock market crash of 1929?
We'll transport a little bit later to October 4th in 1935, where the photos of the Dust Bowl, so of course we had photojournalists and photographers trying to capture the Dust Bowl in all of its traumas, not just ecological, but how it is displacing peoples. And so these photographs in Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas would help shape the larger federal aid and response and health policies going forward. And so these photos became really famous and reprinted in various health reports. reports and government publications, all to say that the power of these photographs played a role. So October 4th, 1935, these photos start to go national, and they would inform the federal aid and response going forward.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.